The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Each and every person on this earth has been fashioned for the love of God, that God uniquely loves them and uniquely loves through them. And if they can begin to see what that means, then it changes everything.
Next on Life Today, International Bible teacher and author Lisa Bevere explains how changing your perspective can change your life and see it God's way.
On Life Today. I'm Betty, and this is James, and we have a wonderful guest.
Yeah, we really do. You know,
dear friend.
Betty's not crazy about me telling you this, but we've had, you know, we've been married over 50 years. We keep having birthdays, which is good. Well, I mean, you consider the alternative, birthdays are good. But, you know, we're, you know, I'm 71.
You're 71.
Yeah. So, and here's the deal. We're okay. And you know what? We're not retiring. We're not going anywhere. They may run us off sometime, but the deal is that we love you. And you know what we believe? We believe Christ in us, all of us, is the hope of His glory being manifest. Not glory to go to, but glory to come and to live in. And we believe we've got a guest that lives in so much glory. We love John and Lisa Bevere. And she says, I'm an adopted dad, and I like that because I love her. And I love this couple and their children and their ministry. Would you welcome Lisa Bevere to Life Today? Lisa, you're one of our ministry partners and a missionary, and I want to tell you this. I am honored and excited that you came right here and taught one of the greatest series to help people see their lives change by the power of God that in many ways was inspired by a book that you wrote some time ago, and you brought it back because it blessed so many people. It's not how you look. It's what you see, and then you talk about seeing it. And the thing that's so amazing, at least as I understand it, is you're talking about seeing things from God's point of view.
Absolutely.
Now, it's a big deal to everybody, but it seems like that's a real big deal to women to see things differently. I mean, do you all just have particular hang-ups or something?
Do you want me to say yes?
Well, of course you're supposed to say yes. But what is it that inspired you? And tell us about this, because it's amazing.
You know, it actually was birthed out of a hunger for me. You know, James, I didn't become a Christian to be a speaker. I became a Christian because I was a very broken person, and God came into my life and He healed these broken places that nothing had been able to touch or heal or make whole. And I just found myself a little frustrated with myself last year. I began to say, you know, God, I'm looking for something more than what I've seen. God, I am hungry for something more than what I've experienced. God, I am desperate. I just need something more. And so I wrote out just a little prayer, and I just thought, and I just wonder if anybody else is feeling the same way, because I'm feeling dangerously entitled right now. I'm feeling dangerously baggage. I just felt like I needed to lose some things. And so I just wrote and I said, is anybody else wanting to go on a journey? And I said, because I'm gonna fast, and I'm going to lose some weight because I need to change my perspective. I'm going to lose this weight that's weighing me down. And Jeremiah 33, verses 2 through 3.
You weren't necessarily talking about pounds.
No, I'm talking about the weight. The weight
of feeling.
Yes, absolutely. The weight of just feeling like there's got to be something more. Yeah. Now, again, I'm so thankful that I get to travel and speak and talk about the goodness of God, but God will actually begin to draw you. And God is getting ready to do some stuff where we can't look around. We're going to have to look up. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to say, what is heaven wanting to do? What does God want to do? And so I felt Him inviting me to ask. He's saying, ask me, and I will tell you. I will show you. The other version says, great and mighty things that you know not of. Another version says that you could never figure out on your own. Well, there's a lot of things I can't figure out on my own. I can't figure out how to download apps on my phone. I can't figure out how to set up my iPad. I just got a new iPad. My boys are like, Mom, I can't believe you can't figure this out. But that's not what He's talking about. He's talking about things we cannot draw from the wisdom of this earth. He's talking about the things only the wisdom of heaven is going to impart. And I think we are living in a day and age that is so inundated with Facebook and Twitter and social media, which is could be used for good, but mm-hmm. sometimes we forget who we are, yeah. and sometimes we forget whose we are. Mm-hmm. And I needed just to separate that. So I wrote down, I said, I'm going to do this. Anybody want to join me? And in one day, 18,000 people downloaded and said, we're with this. We want to do this. People are desperate to see everything in their life different. They want to see it the way God sees it.
Well, you know, when you taught here, and we really, you can get the series. I'm telling you, it's something I pray you'll do, either audio or video. And I actually think they have this as a, what do you call the little thing you stick in? You said, I'm even less than
I
you
think,
are.
What do you call that? USB.
And that is what that little yep. deal is called. It's called, I have a USB cord that I plug in.
Had a moment of panic.
But this little deal has the whole, I mean, it's just tiny. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
They had to put it in a big box, you know, so it looked like it's, and you just plug it in.
They couldn't see it.
I know, this is, they couldn't see it, and it was, so we want you to see it. The deal is, though, they can take it, and what we found, see again, that so many people say, that's key. Mm-hmm. So you can get it, and you came here and did the series. Now, you told a story that really got a lot of people's attention. You talked about Terminator.
I did.
I want them to see that, and then I want you to explain this a little more. This is actually from the series that you can get on DVD, or you can get on CD, or you can get it on this USB. Y'all got that? All right, watch this. Watch her.
I'm not endorsing Terminator, but there is a story from Terminator that I want to kind of put before you so that you can change the way you see yourself. It is the story of Sarah Connor. She is a moped riding waitress. And every single day she goes to work and she waits on tables. And then every single night she goes home, sits by the phone and waits, hoping that one of these blind dates are going to work out for her. That is until Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California, and Maria Shriver's ex-husband comes back from the future. And he has one goal in mind, and that is to assassinate everyone with the name Sarah Connor. And it doesn't look like he is going to fail because he has in his possession the height of 80s data, which is a page. This is actually a tissue. This is a page torn out of the yellow book, and he is crossing them off one by one. When Sarah realizes she might be at risk, she did what a lot of us did in the 80s. She goes out to a bar. She's going to hide in a crowd. But Arnold is relentless, and he finds her there. He shows up. He begins shooting people. There's bodies and screaming and bad dancing. And in the middle of all of this mayhem, at the same time as her protector, I mean, the assassin from her same time as their assassin from the future shows up, her protector from the future shows up, and he grabs a hold of Sarah, and he says, if you want to live, come with me. Sarah looks at the dead bodies. She's like, I think I want to live. So she leaves with this complete stranger. They go in the car. There's bullets. There's mayhem. There's, you know, chaos. And in the midst of all of this confusion, her protector from the future is trying to tell Sarah who she is. He said, in the future, you're a hero. In the future, we fight with the strategies you wrote down for us. In the future, your son is our general. She's like, stop right there. This is a horrible case of mistaken identity. I do not even have a boyfriend, let alone a son. But he continues to tell her who she is until she has a meltdown. And if you could see her hair, you would understand why. You guys have seen the movie. Anyway, she yells, but I haven't done anything. And he looks at her, he says, no, but you will. And it was in that moment that I realized that the enemy of our souls knows who we are long before we wake up and realize who we are. And I need you to hear me on this. The attacks on your life up to this moment have much more to do with who you might be in the future than who you have been in the past.
And not only does God know the future, He knows what we ought to be, and He is the divine enabler. Tell us where you want people to go with that.
You know, I think for a long time, Christians have just looked at themselves as nice people who don't celebrate Halloween. And the truth is, we are anointed with the same Spirit that raised Christ from
Absolutely.
The dead. And we have to understand who we are in Him. We need to see it different. We need to not see it as, oh, I'm on this earth and I'm going to escape one day. We need to see that the moment that we became a Christian, we became a target. A lot of people don't say that. We don't have them come down and say, hey, come on down. We want you to be a target. We actually just say, come on down, and when you die, you're going to go to heaven. But the truth is, the moment that you are anointed by God, you are noted by the enemy. Mm-hmm. And people need to just understand
right.
that is the way it is. So
it
you don't
is.
Have you don't have a choice about the target thing, but you do have a choice about the second part. You just might be a hero. You might not be. You might choose to be a prisoner of war rather than a warrior.
Wow.
But you have a chance to choose. And so I wanted the women to see and the men to see themselves that the attacks on their past wasn't because they were bad, wasn't because they'd made mistakes. Maybe, yes, maybe. But the truth is, it's a deeper underlying thing attacking their future. Mm-hmm. And if they can change the way they see their past, they can change the way they see their future. I also really believe that most people don't understand about the love of God. You know, you guys have shown the love of God so many times, but God always astounds me when He begins to explain His love to me. I have a dog who is possibly still alive. It might be dead by the time I get home, but she is really super old. And my husband is constantly saying, why do you want this dog? But this dog is unique to me. She's having problems and whatever. So she had run away. We had to get her. I'd come back from South Korea. We were super tired. I was working on my computer, trying to work on a manuscript, and all of a sudden, I fell asleep at my computer. I woke up 8 pages later of the letter T, and, you know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was asleep, and I felt like I heard God say, lay down. So I grab my little dog that I've rescued back, and I go climb up on my bed, and I think God's putting me down for a nap. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to feel like all the jet lag's going to go, and I'm just falling asleep when I heard the Holy Spirit say, I do not love my children equally. I sat up, I was like, that's blasphemy. You have to love us all the same. He said, I don't. He said, same would mean one of you were replaceable. He said, equal would mean my love could be measured. He said, my love is immeasurable. He said, I do not love my children equally. I love them uniquely. Mm-hmm. Each and every person on this earth has been fashioned for the love of God, that God uniquely loves them and uniquely loves through them. And if they can begin to see what that means, then it changes everything. God knows how much I love words. So when He used the word unique, I got up off my bed and I went and got my dictionary out and I looked up the threefold definition of unique. And number one is sole representative of. There is no other Betty. There is no other James. Mm-hmm. You are the sole representative of that. Number two is prototype. But number three was my favorite. It's without rival. There is no rival for the love of God. Mm-hmm. There is no competition for His attention or His affection or His power or His entrustment or His gifting. And if the church stops seeing one another as rivals and begins to see it as a body, then we will be united and God will be glorified. And we're going to actually come into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ instead of pieces and fragments that the world sees now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I don't know whether you realize what a profound paragraph after paragraph of truth you just heard. Lord, I want to say, first of all, is thank you because it's so true. And I want to thank you for your immeasurable love poured out upon each one of us and so many people who are watching us on television, perhaps even in the studio, don't realize how much you love them, how uniquely and how unique and special they are and how they are the apple of your eye and their pearl of great price to you. You are just in love with them and you want them to experience your love. I just pray that all of you who are watching right now, I pray that you're hearing the voice of the Spirit confirming you what Lisa just said, how God loves you. And you know, Lisa, it's so important for everyone out here to understand and everybody here in this studio to understand that the enemy that attacks us so fiercely, continuously, he's not really trying to hurt you. He's trying to destroy the purpose of God in your life that you are uniquely designed to fulfill.
Absolutely.
And I just really wish you could understand how important you are and that the enemy's trying to stop what God wills for you and through you, for his eternal purpose and kingdom purpose and to bless others. You know, who would have thought, Lisa, I mean, you were not a good college girl.
No, I was not.
You miraculously changed. I'm a kid that didn't have a father and grew up so poor, but nobody taught me that just be poor and hate others. I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to go. And because of freedom, I could, and that's even going away now because Christians don't realize we were uniquely made to be God's children and God's family to reveal Him to a world in darkness as the very light of the world, as lights in this world because the light's in us.
Yes.
And really, this is the time. I'm telling you, Lisa, I'm praying so hard for every Christian to realize how much we are family and what an incredible Father we have and to begin to see things from God's perspective. Who would have ever thought, Betty, that we could have seen what we've witnessed in our lives?
I know it. God has been there for every good thing that has come our way and every, you know, tragic or challenging thing in life that we've had. But, you know, as I listen to you, what you're saying, I have to relate to because I'm a mother and a grandmother. Mm-hmm. How much I love our children and our grandchildren and how much I would, every moment I get, want to encourage them that you can be everything God wants you to be. You can be all, you are special. You are unique. And I've said that to my children and to our 11 grandchildren at different times in their life. I think, God, that's what you're saying to me.
Yeah.
I am special to you.
And He needs you to be special. Mm-hmm. He needs all of us to be unique. You know, same does not equal one. Mm-mm. We have to be different to be one. The body of Christ has to have different entrustments, different strengths. John and I are one because we're different. Mm-hmm. You know, male and female are one because they're different. Mm-hmm. If they were the same, they're not one.
Well, you see in a family, you might have several children, but all of them are different. You know, they have different personalities. They do things differently. They look a little bit different from the other one. And it's just, that's the creativity of God.
And they require unique love.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Unique attention, and God has it for all of us.
Absolutely.
If people see it, what do you hope they see? If you could just kind of sum up that if you get the teaching that Lisa did here in our studio over, you know, many hours of teaching, if you get it, what do you hope they see? What do you believe they will see? What's your prayer for?
I believe they're going to change the way they see God. They're going to change the way they see themselves. They're going to change the way they interact with other people. And they're going to believe that they're for signs and wonders and miracles. I believe they're going to see that their past was just preparation for their future, and that they're going to face off with their fears. I believe they're going to actually begin to understand what marriage is, a power union and not a battle. And I believe they're going to be people that are going to actually fast and begin to cry out for their nations, for their families, and create a capacity for God to do something.
Lisa has been gifted by God uniquely, very uniquely, to help us see it from God's point of view. What we're asking you to do is prayerfully consider helping us rescue a child, primarily girls, but sometimes it's boys, from sexual predation and sexual traffic. It is a horrible crisis, and we have been able together to literally set people free. I want you to watch this closely, as you're going to see what Lisa saw and witnessed and literally bore witness of the love of God. And now we can join together and rescue children, rescue women, and give them a future. Watch this closely.
You know, looking out here, you just can't miss the beauty. It is so serene. It is so idyllic. And you see these children, and they're just so beautiful. But in the midst of all this beauty and peace and tranquility, there is a danger, and there is a darkness that you don't see. And when somebody comes in and tells them, listen, you can have a better life. You can have a hope. The parents often encourage the children to leave, not knowing what the children are going into. But we know. We know what the dangers are.
I was born in a poor family, and my sister, somebody come to tell her that if she love her family, if she want more money to go to work with them, they will give more money and good job. But since then, I never see my sister anymore.
Okay, I just watched a little girl walk away into the night. She's a little girl. She's not a prostitute. She's a captive. She's a sex traffic victim. This is what it looks like. This was never her choice. This is never what she wanted to do. These young girls need you. We need you to respond. I cannot even imagine what she's walking into.
Dear God, thank you for a broken heart. Touch hearts. We have, over the years, shared with you what we have seen that is very real. And we have said we can offer hope because we know wonderful relief and mission workers. For them, they've left everything and they've moved into the pain and suffering. Now, I think you may remember after Betty and I went to the mission fields of the world, and I was doing crusade evangelism, large coliseums, and of course, television. I said, God, you want us to stay here? And the missionaries heard me asking that to God and said, don't stay here, please. Go back home and tell. Southern Baptist had a missionary named Bertha Smith that wrote a book, Go Home and Tell. And that's what she did and helped mission progress. She inspired incredible outreach through the outreach of Southern Baptist. Go home and tell. The missionary said, and Betty, that's what God told us to do because we would have planted our lives there. We were called to go back and encourage people to see what these called out individuals who placed their life in the midst of suffering and pain for the purpose of God, to rescue them, that we could support them and make them effective. And we didn't know what you would do as viewers, but you have overwhelmed us with the love of God. And so when we showed you the sexual predation and little children being taken captive and held in bondage, kept in prison, our mission workers go in with hidden cameras now to so many places, very dangerous. We can't even show you some of the biggest centers we've built where you would see the children because traffickers would target them when they saw them in town, knowing they'd been rescued, and try to get them back to punish. It's kind of like terrorism, trying to hurt somebody to pay back. That's the way evil operates. But God gives love and life, and that's what you're doing. Here's what we want to ask you to do. Help us rescue hundreds and hundreds of children and women, and sometimes boys who are taken captive, rescue them out of that horrible bondage and sexual slavery. Would you help us? Betty, it still takes $128 to rescue a child. Now, this includes, in many places, building safe houses, doing everything we can to give them a future. Sometimes we have built large homes that you've helped us build. But it always starts with someone saying, I will rescue one, $128, or say, I'll give $64 and pray now somebody will join me and we will have rescued another. In other words, there's a level where you can participate. And thank God, there are people who can give $1,280 and help us rescue 10. What we're doing, we're sending you the incredible series, See It, that Lisa Bevere taught. It is for women and for men. Every one of my staff have said, James, men need to hear that. And I can tell you because I've heard what Lisa says. She downloads truth that's meaningful to all of us. To say thank you for your gift to help us rescue someone from that terrible bondage, we're going to help you overcome some of the challenges and the fears and sometimes the bondage you experience. Would you call the number, take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life. But if you write a check, call us and tell us what you're sending or you can go online. And Betty, I'm praying every single person watching will do something today to help.
Thank you for anything that you can do to help these precious children that did not make the decision to be where they are right now. But through your help and your love, we can set them free.
And I believe you're going to join us in doing it, and I thank you. Please go to the phone or go online and make the gift God puts on your heart.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this existence. Today, with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Lisa Bevere's powerful new series, See It, on audio CD, along with her companion book, It's Not How You Look, It's What You See. In this new series, Lisa equips you to see a new perspective for your life, one of great possibilities, not limited by the world, but defined by God, who sees your future and created you to be a unique blessing to those around you. With your gift of $128 to help rescue a child, you may request the book along with See It on CD and DVD, or choose USB flash drive, which includes all the messages in both audio and video. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We live in a day and an age where everybody is trying to tell us who we are, what we should believe, who we should like, who we shouldn't like. We have social media inundating us with messages. And you know what? If you are not careful, you will actually allow other people to cause you to forget who you are. You and I need to understand that we are the gatekeepers of what comes into our lives. And we need to be able to shut the door to certain things and open the door to some other things. I believe that God is doing something amazing where He is opening up advantage and beginning to actually remake His people into something invincible.
Well, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time just asking God to impress you with how you can help. I believe it's in your heart to help. I pray He'll direct you. Give us an opportunity to send you the teaching and to see you begin to see things from God's point of view. See it His way. Become an expression of His life and His love. I believe you want to do that. Would you join the audience and just say, let's say thanks to Lisa. Lisa, bless you. Love you. Thank you. Love to the family. Tell John. Lisa's going to be on with guests whose lives have been transformed by what she taught. Don't miss it. This week.
My doctors told me if you don't seriously treat yourself, you won't have children.
Find out how Eileen changed her perspective tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.